I tend to doubt it, but you know, should they lose, I think it changes the equation. As I said, I was just there a couple weeks ago, and they got probably their biggest win of the year when they were very impressive handling the Bills. They did it with the run game they haven't had most of the year. The offensive line is getting better now that Isaiah Wynn came back about 5 weeks ago at left tackle. They got Ted Karras, who's the number two center to begin with behind David Andrews, but he was playing well. He went down. They just got him back last week. Defensively, they've been far and away the best defense in the NFL. They're one receiver away from Brady being able to be Brady. You know, the only serious threat they've got on the receiving end is Julian Edelman. They've not been able to do anything to overcome the loss to retirement of Rob Gronkowski. And yet, playing at home, it's the first time. It's a team that's won 11 straight AFC East titles. They've been in the playoffs 16 of the last 17 years. And yet, it's the first time they haven't had a bye in 10 years. So
right.
They're not happy about it. And normally, I would say Tennessee has no choice. But I can't figure out yet how Miami went in there last week and took the number two seed away from the Patriots. So obviously, they're capable of losing a game like this. I think Derrick Henry can take a game over. Ryan Tannehill's been great for the Titans, but it's really more about Derrick Henry. I think the Titans' defense is good but not great. I just don't think they're a great matchup for the Patriots. So it could happen, but I'd be surprised if the Patriots don't live to play next week. And I think it's just the one playoff win. I don't think Brady needs to get back to the Super Bowl to say he's coming back, but he's got to prove that they're still relevant. And I think winning a playoff game is probably all that's missing for at least one more year from Brady.
You mentioned, you know, it kind of changes the equation, perhaps, if they lose. Who makes that decision? I mean, would the team say to Brady, we're done? Or would Brady have to be the one that steps away?
The team's not going to say that to Brady because Jarrett Stidham, we don't even know if he's the future. He certainly isn't ready right now. And so you're not going to tell Tom Brady not to come back unless they've got something else up their sleeve, you know, with a trade or somebody they want to bring in. We didn't really know for sure until last week. We still don't know for sure, but I'm relatively convinced Jameis Winston is going to be on the free agent market now. You know, if Belichick and McDaniels think they can cure the interceptions, he's got everything else. We know Mariota's going to be out there almost for sure. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be out there. I don't see the Patriots making a move like that, but short of that, there's no way they can afford to have Brady not come back. Obviously, they'll deal with it if he decides to go away on his own, but I just don't get the sense, having covered the guy for 20 years, that he's ready to walk away. He's still playing pretty well, actually. I think the bigger problem he's had this year with those numbers is only having Julian Edelman. They just don't have enough to threaten pass defenses. They had a decent tight end and another wide receiver. I think they like this kid in Keel Harry, and it's too bad he missed the first part of the season on IR. He's been coming on a little bit each week. He could be a kind of a surprise, you know, player in the breakout player in the playoffs that could help them make a run. Because again, they just get one more weapon across from Edelman, and then you've always got James White and Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead. They're not as far away from people think. It's not going to be a great offense, but they can be better than they've played so far this season.
Let's talk NFC, and we're talking to Hub Arkish from Pro Football Weekly. He's a sideline reporter for Westwood One on radio. He's in Houston covering the Buffalo Texans game. Minnesota and New Orleans, can the Vikings pull the upset? Can Kirk Cousins win a big game? And you know what, if you want to smack me around a little bit, is that a stupid narrative that Kirk Cousins can't win a big game?
No, they can't pull the upset, and no, it's not a stupid narrative. I want to believe in the guy. I nothing against him personally. He did play better in a couple meaningful games after they went into Chicago week four and just got their butts kicked, and he was awful. And then he got hot after that. And if you look at his numbers on the year, it is the best year he's had. And he has helped them compete in a couple big games. But then in the game of the year, you know, a week ago Monday night, week 16, at home, he was awful against the Packers. And what really surprised me more was that the defense was pretty mediocre in the second half against the Packers. For all the talent on this defense, I wonder if that secondary isn't starting to age out a little bit. Xavier Rhodes, I think, is a little nicked up, hasn't played well. Harrison Smith's been around for a while. You know, they're not exceptional at linebacker. And offensively, you know, Dalvin Cook is going to play. He says he's 100%. I don't believe he's 100%. I think he's going to be 80 or 90% playing with a bum shoulder. That's a tough thing for a running back to do. And the backup, Alexander Mattison, is going to go, but he's banged up too. So I think the Vikings, 100% healthy, playing their best football, would have a hard time going into New Orleans winning. But with the way they're playing right now, they've dropped three of their last five. I'd be really surprised if they could get that done.